Three conditions must be satisfied for there to be a valid change of accounting date. First, the accounting period of change must not exceed 18 months. If a business changes its accounting date and the accounting period of change was, say, 19 months, the revenue will require a computation up to the old 12-month date. They will not recognize the new date. Secondly, the taxpayer must inform the tax office of the change by the 31st of January following the year of change. Lastly, there must have been no other change in the previous 5 years, or the current change of date is for a bona fide commercial reason. If a business changes its accounting date and breaches one of these conditions, the revenue will not recognize the change. There are two examples for you to attempt to complete this session. First, we identify the year of change. The old date was the 31st of July. Therefore, George would have had accounts to the year ended 31st of July 2011 had he not changed his accounting date. The year ended 31st of July 2011 ends in the tax year 2011-12. His first new date is the 31st of December 2010. The period ended 31st of December 2010 ends in the tax year 2010-11. The earlier of these 2 years is 2010-11. Therefore, 2010-11 is the year of change. Next, we calculate profits either side of the year of change. In 2009-10, we tax the profits of the 12 months up to the old date. The old date here is the 31st of July, so we tax 12 months to the 31st of July 2009. We will skip the year of change for a moment and move forward to 2011-12. In 2011-12, we tax the profits of the 12 months up to the new date. The new date here is the 31st of December. So in 2011-12, we will tax the 12 months to the 31st of December 2011. Next, we identify the gap period. Having identified profits either side of 2010-11, we can see that the period of profits which has so far not been taxed are 17 months from the 1st of August 2009 to the 31st of December 2010. Profits in this 17-month period are £90,000 plus £60,000, giving £150,000. Finally, we tax the profits in the gap. Profits in the 17-month gap are £150,000. As the gap here is more than 12 months, we tax all 17 months of profits, then reduce these down to 12 months by using up 5 months of the overlap profits. George has 8 months of overlap brought forward, being £32,000. We therefore use 5/8 of £32,000, being £20,000. The taxable profit for 2010-11 is therefore £130,000. The overlap George will carry forward is therefore the remaining 3 months, being £12,000. Looking now at the solution to TED. First, we work out the year of change. Using the old date, the first year accounts are not made up to the 31st of August is the period to the 31st of August 2009. This falls into the tax year 2009-10. The first time accounts are drawn up to the new date of the 30th of June is for the period ended 30th of June 2009. This again falls in the tax year 2009-10. 2009-10 is therefore the year of change. Next, we calculate profits either side of the year of change. In 2008-09, we tax the profits of the 12 months up to the old date. The old date here is the 31st of August, so we tax 12 months to the 31st of August 2008. We skip the year of change and move forward to 2010-2011. In 2010-2011, we tax the profits of the 12 months up to the new date. The new date here is the 30th of June, So in 2010-11, we will tax the 12 months to the 30th of June 2010. Having identified profits either side of 2009-10, we can work out where the gap is. We see that the period of profits which have so far not been taxed is 10 months from the 1st of September 2008 to the 30th of June 2009. Profits in this 10-month period are £38,000. Lastly, we tax the profits in the gap. Profits in the 10-month gap are £38,000. As the gap is less than 12 months, this is not enough. We therefore tax these 10 months of profits, then increase this to 12 months by taxing 2 months of profits from the preceding period. Profits in the previous 12 months are £36,000. We therefore add 2/12 of £36,000, being £6,000. The taxable profits for 2009-10 are therefore £38,000 plus £6,000, giving £44,000. The overlap TED will carry forward is therefore the original £14,000 plus the £6,000 created on the change of accounting date, giving him £20,000. This concludes this lecture on change of accounting date.